Chapter 21. And Jehovah turned his attention to Sarah, just as he had said. And Jehovah now did to Sarah just as he had spoken. And Sarah became pregnant, and then bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the appointed time of which God had spoken to him. Accordingly, Abraham called the name of his son who had been born to him, whom Sarah had borne to him, Isaac. And Abraham proceeded to circumcise Isaac his son when 8 days old, just as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac his son was born to him. Then Sarah said, God has prepared laughter for me. Everybody hearing of it will laugh at me. And she added, Who would have uttered to Abraham, Sarah will certainly suckle children, whereas I have given birth to a son in his old age? Now the child kept growing and came to be weaned. And Abraham then prepared a big feast on the day of Isaac's being weaned. And Sarah kept noticing the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, poking fun. So she began to say to Abraham, Drive out this slave girl and her son, for the son of this slave girl is not going to be an heir with my son, with Isaac. But the thing proved to be very displeasing to Abraham as regards his son. Then God said to Abraham, Do not let anything that Sarah keeps saying to you be displeasing to you about the boy and about your slave girl. Listen to her voice, because it is by means of Isaac that what will be called your seed will be. And as for the son of the slave girl, I shall also constitute him a nation, because he is your offspring. So Abraham got up early in the morning, and took bread and a skin water bottle, and gave it to Hagar, setting it upon her shoulder, and the child, and then dismissed her. And she went her way, and wandered about in the wilderness of Beersheba. Finally, the water became exhausted in the skin bottle, and she threw the child under one of the bushes. Then she went on, and sat down by herself, about the distance of a bow shot away, because she said, Let me not see it when the child dies. So she sat down at a distance, and began to raise her voice and weep. At that, God heard the voice of the boy, and God's angel called to Hagar out of the heavens and said to her, What is the matter with you, Hagar? Do not be afraid, because God has listened to the voice of the boy there where he is. Get up, lift up the boy, and take hold of him with your hand, because I shall constitute him a great nation. Then God opened her eyes so that she caught sight of a well of water, and she went and began to fill the skin bottle with water and to give the boy a drink. And God continued to be with the boy, and he kept growing and dwelling in the wilderness, and he became an archer. And he took up dwelling in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother proceeded to take a wife for him from the land of Egypt. Now it came about, at that time, that Abimelech together with Phicol, the chief of his army, said to Abraham, God is with you in everything you are doing. So now swear to me here by God that you will not prove false to me and to my offspring and to my posterity, that, according to the loyal love with which I have dealt with you, you will deal with me and with the land in which you have been residing as an alien. So Abraham said, I shall swear. When Abraham criticized Abimelech severely as regards the well of water that the servants of Abimelech had seized by violence, then Abimelech said, I do not know who did this thing, neither did you yourself tell it to me, and I myself have also not heard of it except today. With that, Abraham took sheep and cattle, and gave them to Abimelech, and both of them proceeded to conclude a covenant. When Abraham set 7 female lambs of the flock by themselves, Abimelech went on to say to Abraham, What is the meaning here of these 7 female lambs that you have set by themselves? Then he said, You are to accept the 7 female lambs at my hand, that it may serve as a witness for me that I have dug this well. That is why he called that place Beersheba, because there both of them had taken an oath. So they concluded a covenant at Beersheba, after which Abimelech got up together with Phicol, the chief of his army, and they returned to the land of the Philistines. After that, he planted a tamarisk tree at Beersheba, and called there upon the name of Jehovah, the indefinitely lasting God. And Abraham extended his residence as an alien in the land of the Philistines many days.